Okay, now this morning's message, let us welcome our Reverend Christine Fazzetti to the podium.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Boy, that song was true. When I was going through a difficult time, one of many, I got a card in the mail from my sister back in New England. She said, "I don't know why I'm sending you this." Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Well, it was perfect. And I want to show you a picture of Jeremiah that I received at Camp Chesterfield through the beautiful psychic artist there, Noam Williams. And he's one of my master teachers, Master Jeremiah. You get a message when you need it. Years ago, when we lived back in New England, my goodness, we've been here 39 years already. I woke up from a dream about coming to Arizona. And it was about helping people. I didn't know how or what or why that it would come true. My aunt and uncle lived here, so we came to visit. Sold a house and moved here in the end of 86. Well, you know, it's important to pay attention to your dreams. They are messages from our soul and our spirits who guide us. Keep track of our dreams, the symbols, the colors, how they made us feel. Record them or take notes, because they may be pieces of a puzzle that you can put together later and say, "Oh, that's what that was about." Reverend Carolyn Larrabee is out of town right now, but she's a great example of dream visions and meditation visions. She blows our mind what spirit shows her, and then she can remember it. Also, our Reverend Howard Melrich. Howard, raise your hand in case there's anybody here that don't know you. Okay. He's taught a dream in the past at Reverend David Miller's on dream symbology, and he may be doing that again in the future. We look forward to that. So anyway, Joe and I moved here some years ago after that dream. And about a year after we moved here, I walked into Reverend Robert Ireland's church, spiritualist church, sat right next to Betty. All in her white. Well, for years I attended Betty's inner vision class. That was a wonderful class, where she taught basic metaphysics, which was the foundation for the temple for years. Betty wasn't ordained at the time, but while sitting there, Spirit told me, "Someday Betty's going to start her own church and you're going to help her with that." I told her that and she laughed. Spirit held that dream vision for us that someday the temple was created. Some years later, when Dr. Ireland ordained her, and when he retired, with Spirit's direction, Betty, myself, and Inga started on creating the Temple of Universality. and others like Peter Morash, Carolyn Larrabee, and June Mason jumped on board and helped with that. When we got here in Tucson in 86, I worked as a site tech, certified nurse's aide, for a number of years. And then home health patient took care of them. Bought my contract, so I did help people. But then after after attending Betty's inner vision class for a number of years, about 7 years later, I had my spiritual adjustments, my lightning strike going down my spine, and my head-on car crash 5 months later with a drunk driver. All spiritual experiences, although they didn't seem it at the time, they were my spiritual adjustments. Like the lightning strike, Archangel Michael and Saint Germain was standing on either side of me. Over and over again, I heard myself saying, I'm not a body, the body's a shell. I'm not going to have any burns, blowouts, and I'm not going into cardiac arrest. And I didn't. That was June 1994, 32 years ago. And it helped me with my trance channeling. Ashtar Command said that I had like cable TV, a direct cable to the ship. That's one way to do it. So let's follow our dreams. Let's hold on to the highest of visions together, and let us create a better world, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. So that's my dream vision, or at least part of it. Lots more to come for all of us. You heard Sylvia say, for celebration, we have much to celebrate in our lives, prayers answered, healings and miracles, from which we learning experiences, from which we grow from our challenges. We love those challenges. I've had a few. I still do. As long as we're in the body, we will. My latest one is I got a answer to why I'm having back pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, leg pain. I just thought it was, well, I've had a lot of spine trauma in my life, but the x-ray showed I had scoliosis. So I will be meeting some new people in physical therapy and chiropractic. So I celebrate. It's not about our challenges, but how we handle them, from which we grow. It seems lately I've heard around me, or maybe it came from me, I've had more than my share, more than other people. Don't we all feel that way sometimes? We all have our tools God gave us to change those challenges into opportunities. Opportunities for us to grow stronger, up and out, not limit ourselves, but we are growing in God's light. Remember that. In one of the White Lily classes I did years ago, and Martha Shum also did White Lily classes. Now, we love White Lily. She was the guide of Margaret Flynn, which was Dr. Robert Island's, Reverend Robert Island's mother. Well, I couldn't put my hands on my book, Rays of Light by White Lily, but Martha brought hers in. You can order on Amazon too. It's an excellent book. And our beautiful Reverend not a reverend, but is in our eyes, Monica Rankin, gifted this to Martha. And again, it's even signed by Margaret Flynn in 1964. Is that a six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1964.
At Ludlow Chapel.
Yeah, wonderful. White Lily gives a good example of how we grow from these challenges. For example, she says, take a seed. It takes planting it in soil, and that soil pressing against us for us to break free, for it to break free from its casing and to grow, to push through that soil, to reach for the light. Then through the light, it grows upward and outward. It grows stronger and it flourishes. If it was just left on top of the soil, a barren spot, it would not grow. Well, it's the same with us. If we do not have challenges and grow, we will go back into spirit, just as barren as we came in, with no spiritual growth, a wasted life. So celebrate those challenges. Reach for the light. Many times, there are those around us that are also going through growing pains and challenges, and we may want to help them, don't we? Maybe even take those challenges away from them, but by doing so, we prevent them their opportunity to grow. So let us thank our Creator and our inner spirit that guide us to the place of peace and purpose, and to recognize these opportunities to grow through these challenges. In the midst of pain and disappointment lies the opportunity of spiritual growth. It's hard to imagine when we've had our hearts broken, seemingly broken, there is a purpose behind the pain, but there is. I'm reminded of that wonderful picture of Jesus called Sacred Heart. The light rays shooting out into the world from his heart. All of us have gifts from the heart that we can share with the world. For most of us, the doorway to the treasures lie latent in our heart. It is broken down through disappointment and pain. But challenges create character, as we are told. But who wants to hear that? My pain is worse than yours. I'm certain. It doesn't pertain to me. I'm different. I'm special. I shouldn't have to experience this. We often feel that cares and woes are exclusively ours. Not so, because every one of us come to the earth to grow. I've faced my challenges in life, gone through many, as you have, and it is true, through every storm there is a silver lining. The painful truth is life is fair. We've written our script. We are the star, and we've chosen the supporting characters, the actors. We're in a play. I don't like that play. I don't like this experience. Well, rewrite the script. It's never too late. There's books on positive affirmations that help. to change your thought patterns and spiritual classes you can attend. We choose the exact time we are born, the place in which we are born, and we choose our parents. All these choices are to provide us with the best opportunities for soul growth. Because we have chosen to come to Earth, we call the classroom on planet Earth. Did you choose a hard curriculum? I know I did. And I love the rewards of those lessons. Of course, I didn't at the time. I still don't. But they are necessary. It is time for us to awaken and acknowledge our divinity. There are wise and wonderful teachers that have come to Earth to teach us, to help and guide us, like Jesus, our beloved brother, for one, friend and guide, continues to influence our lives with his loving peace, but we have to ask. There are many great souls of light standing ready to influence and guide us, to bring solstice and comfort. Like St. Jude, Betty just loved St. Jude. She called on him all the time. He still has his ministry of miracles. And St. Rita, Mother Mary, our brother Bruno. There are so many, but we have to call on them. We don't just expect, you know, I'm going through a difficult time or healing, and you don't expect them to just step in and do it. Ask them, and they will. Actually, the formula is threefold. It's called PMS. Prayer, meditation, and service. That the formula is ageless. I think Inga came up with that one. Jesus said, "These things I do, you shall do." Look around and see those around us, people like you and me, who are pushing the envelope and raising that bar. Pain is often the catalyst of transcendence. It gets us out of our comfort zone. It impels us into action. It is time to transcend our ego whims and start acting like we are created in the image and likeness of God, just like Genesis 1:26 says that we are. Let us ask ourselves the question, what did I gain from this pain? What was my lesson? What has it helped? Spirit tells us we are great as we can imagine ourselves. We are limited as we choose ourselves to be. So let's not limit ourselves. I'd like to finish this sharing with this poem that Betty wrote. She wrote so many wonderful ones. You are just as unlimited, my friend, as you choose to be. But first, you must unlock your heart from within. It holds the key. The key is me, your spirit cries. My name is the great I am. I am that divine spark in you, and I am in everyone. I am your high and lofty dreams. I am your power for good. And so each time you use your key, use it as you should. No more of littleness, pain, and guilt. No more of shame and sin. No more of angry, hurtful words that hurt both foe and friend. Let us start to build, my friend, with prosperity, peace, and love. Let's all being connected within to the great presence I am above. Namaste.